invite you to stand as we would respond, and then I'll close in prayer as we would sing together, just with our voices, "Go Tell It on the Mountain." While shepherds kept their watching, o'er silent flocks by night, behold, throughout the heavens, there shone a holy light. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. The shepherds feared and trembled when low above the earth rang out the angel chorus that hailed our Savior's birth. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Down in a lowly manger, our humble Christ was born. And God sent us salvation that blessed Christmas morn. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Let's sing the chorus one more time. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. So whether it's to West Africa or to the Middle East or to your neighborhood, to your family gathering, to your workplace, to your school, go as you are going, tell of what you have seen and heard, that Jesus the Christ has come, and it's good news of great joy for all people, for peace has come in the person of Jesus, for men and women and children on whom his favor rests. Amen? Amen. Let me pray blessing over you as we close. Father, we thank you that good news has come, that there has been a Savior who has been born. And his name is Jesus the Christ, the one who is Lord of all. Thank you, Father, that you are for us, and you have shown that you are for us by sending Jesus. We rejoice this Christmas that he has come, that he has paid our price on the cross, that even in his death, that death has not held him, that he is alive, being resurrected, ascended, and one day he's coming again to make all things right again, that we might be with you and you with us forever and ever. Encourage our hearts, and Lord, allow us to see and to hear with spiritual eyes and spiritual ears in a fresh way this good news, responding as you lead and going and telling what we have seen and heard. Father, I pray your blessing over each one, over each family. God, that your favor would be known and your peace resting upon them. Father, as we go, send us as ones going to tell the good news that Jesus has been born. It's in his name we pray, and all God's people together say, amen and amen. And as you go, just we as our family, the Conklins, want to wish you a Merry Christmas. And so every year we give you some small gift just as an expression of our love. This year it's a spoon with some either white chocolate and peppermint or chocolate and some sprinkles that you dip in a hot drink and stir it around, and it makes hot drinks even better. So as you go, grab one of these from us. We bless you from our family to yours. Merry Christmas. God bless.